Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Discussing the Visual Culture of the Pandemic. Today we'll be chatting about the efficacy of virtual concerts, or rather, what they lack. We're not the first people to ask about the liveness of pandemic concerts. An article published in The Conversation stated that beyond the technological and financial logistics of live streaming performances, virtual performances themselves are a greater aesthetic issue. Regardless of the technological advancements and efficiency of virtual concerts, the replication of a complete sensory experience of a live concert is nearly impossible. About end of March, I attended a virtual concert for the band Destroy Boys, which was held on a live streaming platform and was almost exactly what I expected. A $10 concert lasted about 48 minutes and began abruptly, not wasting any time. Arguably, there were many pros to the experience: an affordable price point, the ability to see more of the performer rather than jumping in a crowded pit trying to catch a glimpse of their foreheads. The virtual aspects made the concert incredibly available, and it made me think that even if live concerts were made accessible again prior to or after COVID, having a live stream concert as an option would not only expand audience, but also bring in more money for the musicians. The cons, however, are nothing but expected. It was a poor auditory experience, dull spectatorship, and weak activation of the senses. Concerts, they offer vibrations through the booming speakers and guitar amps. You can feel the music as it sends waves through your feet and up your body. It's a reminder that you're here. You're in a room with incredibly talented musicians. It's incredible. A very telling piece is a paper written by Lori Burns and Jada Watson in their investigation of spectacle and intimacy in live concert film. Their study circulates around Pink's Funhouse tour in 2009, a rare medium of music since it incorporates focused film devices as well as methodical staging, which creates a breathtakingly intimate performance. This does bring up the question of future enhancement of live performances. Presuming that the world does not simply go back to normal, but adopts new practices of spectatorship and uses them to enrich future liveness in visual concerts, it would create a whole new type of sensory experience. It also adds for a more optimistic look at the pandemic, seeing what you can get out of this. The efforts of replicating such live and visual experiences imply the adaptability of human beings, the eagerness to make the most out of limited situations. If we could take what we've learned and mold it to not only sustain our entertainment needs right now, but enhance them in the future, we know we've done something right. The importance of liveness in a visual performance is not to be undermined. However, in a study on the effects of congruence between musical artists and piece, which also touched on aesthetic performance, results showed that listeners can experience pleasure despite it being a live experience or not. The study was done in the US, and they had a military band perform a patriotic piece, which the study agreed may have slightly biased the results, since the majority of the patriotic participants claimed they enjoyed the experience, regardless of medium. This does indicate that a great deal of recorded performance effectiveness is assigned to who it is that's performing. In the contextualized pandemic reality, beggars can't be choosers, and so the bare minimum of a recorded performance seems to be satisfactory, as long as the performer is adequately desired. Bianca Mastrominico from Queen Margaret University has written that if there was ever going to be anything positive to come out of the COVID-19 standstill, this is perhaps a chance to identify contact and effect as key elements at the core of online performance practices. It is important to recognize that while a full sensory experience of any live performance cannot be accurately replicated in a recorded medium, it's still beneficial to maximize what the recorded piece can do and work on bettering it. Ultimately, virtual performances have made for a great placeholder, but we'll always struggle to come close to replicating the liveness of an in-person concert. It is exciting, however, to know that even in its newness, virtual music can replace some of the experience concerts have offered. So, thank you everyone for listening, and go check out some of the live concerts offered right now.